Hello and welcome to the June 2009 edition of the British Hour. This month we've got a real treat in store for you, because we're sitting down with my fellow host here on Retro Gaming Roundup. It's Scott Schreiber, aka Subaru Brat, and this one promises to be a good one. Last time, you remember, we interviewed SoCal Mike, so it's Scott's turn in the hot seat. And seeing as Scott is such a car nut, we've got in a special sponsor for him, just for this episode. And that sponsor is Lucas Electrics. Find purveyors of auto electrical items. I'm sure you'll agree, a worthy sponsor on... Let's try that again. Our sponsors for this show is Lucas Electrics. Fine purveyors of all things auto electrical. And a reputable company without a shadow of a... I think we'll forget the sponsors for now. Maybe it's time we just cracked on with the interview. So, Scott, welcome to the British Hour. Thanks for getting dressed up for us. Quite unusual attire you're wearing, but still. SoCal Mike did the interview naked, but clearly you've put some thought and effort into picking your outfit for today. If you do get a little hot during the interview, then feel free to loosen the dog collar. It looks a bit tight. Seems to be digging in your neck a bit there. Anyway, mind you, the leather hot pants look tight as well, so you might want to slip out of those a bit later. How did you manage to get into them? Did your wife help you?
You know how women are. They're all conscious about shit like that.
Yeah. Yes, I do. I do. I do know how women are. Anyway, it's good that she's so open-minded about your clothes, though. She doesn't mind you dressing like that? A frilly shirt with leather hot pants? Does she make you do your own washing?
Men doing laundry.
I mean, it must be awkward for her, ironing all those frills. I mean, do you wear pants normally, or would you, maybe cross-dress a little bit more, or maybe experiment with a miniskirt or something?
Come to think of it, if you're already wearing, you know, doily ascots, how much of a leap really is it just into a dress? I mean, you know. It's like you're already on the sidewalk, just step on into the road.
Wow, seems you're up for pretty much anything. Yeah, yeah. Are those hot pants the ones with the dildo in the back?
Yeah, yeah.
Must be a treat when you walk up or downstairs in those. Does it give you a treat, that?
That popped up one day, and I'm like, oh, son of a bitch.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, yeah. So are you as open about sex as you are about your dress sense, then? Are the two of you into swinging and wife swapping or anything?
I've convinced her to participate before. I might be able to convince her to participate again.
Yeah. Right. Is there anything that you wouldn't do, though? I don't know. Is there anything you wouldn't do?
I don't have a limit.
Really? What about your wife, though? Does she enjoy the swinging? Did you ask her about it?
And she's like, I didn't like it at all.
See, the thing is, I guess communication must be a bit of an issue, though, because... You brought your wife along with you, didn't you? Does she want to say hello? Yeah. See, that's just a bit too much for me. Hello, Mrs. Subaru Brat, how are you? So back to you, Scott. How do you find communication between you in general, then?
It's fucking hysterical.
Yeah, I bet. I bet it is, yeah. So are you two into, like, I don't know... making X-rated films or anything? Does she enjoy the camera, your wife?
You know how women are. They're all conscious about shit like that.
Yeah, but she does it, though. I mean, how did you first get her into it, you know, filming for the first time?
So she was sitting there in a chair, like an office chair in our bedroom, and had the camera on her.
Okay, and you just went right ahead?
And she was like, no, I look silly. You know, I don't want it in there. I said, look, trust me on this. So I put it in, and then when we watched at work, we watched the video. And it was just hysterical when, like, it shows her on screen again. All of a sudden, she's just yelling in Italian.
Oh, she speaks Italian too. Wow, what a clever sheet, lady, clever lady. So what can she say in Italian? Really good, yeah. So, you're into the foreign ladies then, Scott?
Yeah, I've owned Italian and German and English and, you know.
Wow, you've sure been around a bit. So, how about American women though? I mean, straight, normal. Ordinary mom's apple pie eating American women. Have you had a relationship with one of those?
I'm not okay with it.
Really? What Why not?
Jerk-offs.
Jerk-offs? All of them?
Oh yes, it was just frighteningly horrible. Oh,
fair enough. So you're happy with your sheep, your wife then?
The way we're doing it now is great. We're flexible. It comes as it comes.
It comes as it comes, like you say.
They come there.
I bet they do. So, I mean, you would dress up all the time then and experiment, you know? I mean, for example, you'd do it every night, you know? You'd look forward to it all day.
Oh, I can't wait.
Cool. I suppose that must keep your relationship fresh and exciting. Still, being so liberal about who you sleep with, you've got to be careful. I mean, I bet you get some funny looks from the doctor's receptionist when you go in there, you know, with, I don't know, foot and mouth disease or something.
I want to firebomb the desk every time I walk into a doctor's office.
I can imagine, yeah, but, I mean, you have to see it from her side, you know, you appreciate it's maybe a bit weird.
You know how women are, they're all conscious about shit like that.
Yeah, I do, but maybe not as much as you, though, but, I mean, is this lifestyle you lead healthy for you? Is it, you know, could you maybe... I don't know, you could be dead before you reach 45.
Well, fuck that. I want to live to be 85, yeah. You know?
So maybe it's time you slowed down a little bit then. I mean, would you find it hard to settle down? Would you miss all this scene?
It's just so cool, you know?
Okay, but maybe try something different. Maybe settle down with a guy for a while, you know? That'd be different, right?
It doesn't take long to really learn the differences.
Oh, so you've already tried it then? Do you have a boyfriend already?
Yeah.
Oh, right, and... Is that not like a secret, you know?
I told my wife.
Oh, so she knows already. Okay, well, tell us about him.
You know, he's a really, really cool old guy.
Okay, but does your sheep, your wife not mind you cheating on her? I mean, do you ask her?
Has it changed since last night?
It would seem not. You seem to have a very understanding sheep, wife there.
Oh, thank you.
So it just felt natural with a guy too then, did it?
Didn't like it at all.
Really? It felt weird, I guess.
Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. Just cold and clammy, unwelcome.
Cold and clammy. Ooh. So you couldn't get it up then?
There was something up there.
Oh, okay. Maybe not all bad then. I guess he might have enjoyed it, even if you didn't.
Hey, whatever floats your boat, man.
Well, hopefully he enjoyed it. I mean... You must be good at it, at least even with a guy.
Guys, I have no idea what I'm doing.
So you may be done with the whole guy thing then?
All it takes is one guy to fuck something up, and, you know.
True. So you couldn't get out of there quick enough by the sound of it, you know. Close your eyes and take one for the team pretty much by the sound of it.
Just had to mash that sucker into the carpet and rub it back and forth as fast as you can to get the biggest finish possible.
I bet you couldn't wait to get home and see your sheep. Your wife again. stick to what you know.
It is perfection, you know.
Oh, that's romantic, you old softy.
I like it.
It's nice, yeah. What do you think, Mrs. Subaru Brat?
Oh, you make it English.
Well, I must say, you do make a lovely couple. Maybe you best get home and have your daily spanking session then, I think. Like Doctor Who and Canine.
Doctor Who reference and a spanking. Fantastic.
So you two go and have fun then. I mean...
Oh, I can't wait.
You do realise that this is going out, you know, and people all over the world will hear it. So, I mean... Have you got anything else to say before we finish?
On behalf of my relatives, I'd like to apologize.
Oh, so they've got no idea you're into all this stuff then? Wow, and are they a little bit repressed in general? I mean, is that a good or bad thing, do you think?
Maybe that's something that, you know, leads to their long history of transvestiture. I don't know. It's curious, you know?
Could be, yeah, could be. Worth looking into, I guess. Well, just before we round up then, have you got a final message for our listeners before you and Fluffy get out of here?
Okay, let's see, what are we going to say here? Wankers.
Nice, I'm sure they'll appreciate that. So, well, it just remains for me then to thank Scott Schreiber and Fluffy for dropping in today and giving us all the goodies on their relationship. So, thanks to both of you. Okay, we're done. How do you think it went, guys? Scott?
It's like watching a skateboarder. The wheels start to wobble, and you know it's just going to end.
Fluffy? Oh, bye.